Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show on this Monday. Brent Hesse here with you and joining me, Noah Cassie. Noah, how are you doing today?
Oh, great Monday. Great Monday. Got my picks in, all the good football over with, except for tonight's game, of course. Yep. But yeah, we had a good weekend. How about you?
Yeah, it was good. You know, a lot of basketball we had this weekend, so a lot of fun as sports season is continuing to roll on. And now it's time for another episode of the Did You Know Show. What do you got for us today?
All right, so mine's kind of, I didn't know this at all, so I'm sure people out there don't know this, so we're going to go ahead and read this one off. So did you know that October was originally the 8th month?
It's
currently the 10th.
Yes, right.
Okay. And originally it was the 8th.
How'd that happen?
So October, and I mean with most words actually that start with Oct.
Yeah, 8.
Is usually octagon. 8. Yeah. But why is October not the 8th month? You know, where did that come from? Well, it's actually because originally there was only 10 months in a calendar year. It dates back to ancient Romans. They created the earliest form of the calendar, which in fact we basically use the same one now, but the original one, the 8th month, was October, and there were only 10 months in the actual calendar, In ancient Rome, the year actually began in March, and it ran through December.
So they added in 2 months at the beginning.
Right. Yeah, and originally it wasn't even thought at the beginning. They actually ended up changing that. But the first 4 months were actually named over Roman deities. I didn't even know that. That's what March, April, May, and June are. And then after that, the next 6 months were straightforward numerical names, which is why October did end up being the 8th. And then what actually happened, for whatever reason, when winter hit, which was usually at this time period over there, was January, February, the calendar would just stop. They just didn't really acknowledge those 2 months of the year because harvest season stopped. So they only really documented on the calendar the time period during the year that they could harvest.
Gotcha.
And they were collecting crops. And so they just completely ignored the fact that it was cold or whatever, and they didn't actually put that on the calendar. Well, eventually in 700 BCE, they did acknowledge the whole January, February. That's when they were added officially. And then about the middle of the 5th century is when they became the beginning of the year. So originally it still started at March.
Mm-hmm.
But then about the middle of the 5th century is when they decided that they were to flip it over, and January, February would be the beginning of it. And that's why October is number 10 and not number 8.
They got pushed back a couple.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting. I did not know that at all. Pretty cool to learn about the calendar and the progression of it. So my Did You Know today is going to be about cereal. Did you know that the first cereal prize was a book?
Cereal prize, a whole book?
Yes.
Was it like in the box?
Yes,
like the OG?
Yes, exactly.
Toys?
Like, okay. Right. Like, you know, back to our childhood days where you would get a fun, sugary cereal.
Even think they do that anymore.
Yeah, they would. I don't know. I haven't gotten. You know, that's a good question.
I've been to the store lately, actually, when cereal shopping the other day, and I don't think I saw a single box
that
had toys in it anymore.
Right. Well, they had, you know, they had examples of, you know, plastic toys, baseball cards, even video games or on a CD or something in the past. But the earliest example was when Kellogg's offered a book in the box to customers who checked out of the grocery store with two boxes of cornflakes in 1910.
Oh, so they'd actually give them the book at the register.
Yes, if they got, they would put it in the box if they got two boxes of cornflakes. That was the promo. And the book was called The Funny Jungleland Moving Picture Book, and it featured horizontal flaps that could be moved to create different pictures and stories. And then from there, the toys in the cereal boxes really kicked off in the 1920s when they started packaging toys in the bottom of the box, so it kind of became a trend.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yep. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go to the grocery store now, see if I can get a little toy in my cereal box.
I've never thought about it until you just brought it up. The fact that I remember all the time that we used to get the boxes and they'd put the toy in the cereal.
Right.
It wasn't even the bottom of the box. It was in the bag of cereal. So you'd have to eventually dump the toy out in the middle of all the cereal. And then, I don't even know.
I don't either. I'll do some investigating. But good memories right there. A lot of fun.
Sure.
And exciting to hear about that as well as hearing about the way the calendar moved and October getting pushed back a couple of months. A great Did You Know Show episode. Come on back tomorrow for another one.